In other words, they took, in those days, they took four pieces of timber, about 4x4 or 6x6, something like that, and they would drill hole of every 6 inches, and they'd put a peg through, you know. Every 6 inches they had a peg.
Yeah.
And then they'll take mud and moss and make like a plaster and put it over that and keep on and build a chimney. That's how they would build a chimney. In other words, everybody, when I first came up, everybody, people didn't have no brick chimney. Everybody had, of course, when I got 10, 15 years old, well, then they started, but I'm speaking about when I was a young kid, everybody had, in this neighborhood, had chimneys made out of mud with moss. In other words, they'd mix that up and make like a plaster and put it over them pegs that they would put.
And then did you have something built out in front of the fireplace?
Well, then they would do the same thing at the bottom. They would make it with mud, you see. And that thing would take it, get hard as a piece of cement, you know. You keep on building fire, that thing would be hard as a cement.
That dirt, they
ain't had enough moss in that, so it would burn. You know, it was mostly mud, you know.
Yeah.
It just had a little bit of moss to keep it together so it wouldn't break loose when it was soft. After it got dry, well, it was hard.
How did you build a fire in the fireplace?
Well, you made a fire right there. Everybody made fire there. With chips, and they didn't, cypress chips, that's what they used to make firewood, to start the fire. After that, they'd burn hardwood.
Put the wood on those?
Yeah, well, we had to have some stands, yeah, you know, to put the wood on. They would put two pieces on each end, you know, and then you would put your wood on that and burn, so you have draft underneath the burn. And a lot of people used to cook there. A lot of people didn't have stoves. We had a stove, but there's a lot of poor people that didn't have stoves. They would cook, they'd take the coals from the fire, and they put it up and they cook on it. They take the ashes and bake potatoes and do that kind of stuff.
And did you ever have to clean out the chimney? Get out all that
soot? Well, they didn't have much of that to accumulate then. Because the kind of wood they used to burn didn't make that much stuff.
Up over the fireplace, there was a place where you could put a clock or...
Yes, sir, they had a shelf, with what we call a fireplace shelf. About 4.5, 5 feet from the, about 5 feet from the floor, you see. You had a shelf.
Before you went to bed at night, you put on a big...
No, before you went to bed at night, you took the ashes of the fire and you cover all the coals up, you understand? And in the morning when you got up, I'm speaking about when, in the morning when you got up, you just opened the ashes. Take the ashes away, and you had the coals or the fire right there. All you had to put wood, and you had your fire again.
Huh.
No, in the winter, fire in the house never went out. You had fire all during, but it was covered for sleep at night. There was no danger for. See, when you put the ashes on top of them coals. Well, them coals, it just stay there just the way, and the minute you uncovered it, it starts burning again. Because that was the kind of wood that you used to burn. You burn oak wood, and that kind of wood, well, that made a coal that would stay there overnight or even 2 days if you would cover it, you know, with ashes covered so the air couldn't hit it, it wouldn't burn, it stayed just the way you put it there.